Nahum chapter 2. He who dashes in pieces has come up before your face. Guard the fortress, watch the highway, make your thighs strong, fortify your power mightily. Because the Lord, Jehovah, has turned away the excellency of Jacob, as the excellency of Israel. Because the plunderers have plundered them, and marred their vine branches. The shield of his mighty men is made red, the valiant men are in scarlet. The chariots will be with flaming torches in the day of his preparation, and the fir trees will be terribly shaken. The chariots will rage in the streets, they will jostle one against another in the broad ways, they will appear like torches, they will run like the lightnings. He shall number his nobles. They will stumble in their walk. They will go quickly to its wall, and the defense will be prepared. The gates of the rivers will be opened, and the palace will be dissolved. And she who stood firm will be led away captive, she will be brought up, and her maids will lead her as with the voice of doves, beating upon their breasts. But Nineveh is of old like a pool of water, yet they will flee away. Stand! Stand! They will cry. But no one will look back. Take for yourselves the spoil of silver, take the spoil of gold, because of all the pleasant furniture. She is empty, and void, and waste. And the heart melts, and the knees knock together, and much pain is in all wastes, and the faces of them all gather blackness. Where is the home of the lions, and the feeding place of the young lions, where the lion, even the old lion, walked, and the lion's cub, and no one made them afraid? The lion tore in pieces enough for his cubs, and killed for his lionesses, and filled his holes with prey, and his dens with torn prey. Indeed, I am against you, says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. And I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour your young lions, and I will cut off your prey from the earth, and the voice of your messengers will no more be heard.